Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
To me about
You're
the Hobbit.
Very welcome.
The last journey to Middle-earth.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like for you that last time Cut was called?
It was brilliant. I laughed all the way to the bank.
Probably the honest answer to that, maybe.
Yeah, so yeah, next question. I bid a fond farewell to my friends, yeah, who I'd spent a long time with. And because we'd spent so long there and back and forth to New Zealand, this was the last time. And it was kind of like, I said to Pete, are you sure? Are we really not going to be back? And he said, no, this is the last time. This is absolutely a wrap. I said, are you absolutely? Because I think we've heard this before. He said, no, this is the end. So, yeah, it was emotional.
What about with the feet, though? Was it a little bit like, I'm quite glad to have these off for the very last
time? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't miss those one iota. Yeah.
Really?
Of course not. No, sweaty rubber. No, of course I don't miss it. No.
Did you keep a pair?
No, absolutely not. You couldn't have paid me to keep a pair.
Were they that bad?
They weren't that bad. It's just like, who wants soggy old rubber around the place? Don't answer that. I can't do right for doing wrong.
Did your kids want to run around in them, though?
No.
No, just because they smelt that bad?
Well, just because they're very cumbersome and they, you know, they would have tripped over and cracked their head open. You know, it takes quite a lot to learn to walk in those
really?
Big feet. Mm. Yeah, oh. It's quite difficult. It's quite a skill.
On Monday, you said you were feeling quite excited, but then I saw you all stand up on that stage. And I, if I'm being honest, got a little bit emotional. What was it like for you?
I think people get emotional on our behalf. Do you know what I mean? I think you get emotional so we don't have to, you know. I didn't feel, and I haven't felt at any point in this period, teary or choked or anything. No, I'm just excited to share the film, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because it's been so long, in a weird way, I presume.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. It's a film.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Isn't it? Are you sure?
Well, no, the real life aspect of it is obviously the doing of it. And, you know, what's real life is the people who made the film. Mm. So it's lovely seeing them. I count some of those people as real friends. For me, it's just excitement to share it now with the world. And that's as important as an emotion as sadness or being choked up. I mean, I see no use for being sad or choked up because I think, well, if I miss them, I can call them up, or if I miss the film, I can stick the DVD on. So
that's true. I do have to quickly ask you. Apparently, Benedict has said he would like to play Sherlock all the way through to old age. Is that something that you would too? Would you like to be Watson forever?
Maybe. Yeah.
See if you can fit it in.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a very big fan of Sherlock, and I love doing the show. Yeah, love it. It's one of my favourite things that I've ever done, or ever will do, actually. Yeah. So I wait for those scripts as an excited little child. You know, I love receiving them. So yeah, and I love doing the show.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome.